right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Just because it's late doesn't mean we're done yet.
And the serves up. That's a pen.
And the quarterback, you kidding me, coach?
There's plenty more hits to dish out.
Well, he really hit the shit out of that one, didn't he? Look at that. He hit the f***ing ball. That gets a free steak.
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Christo Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Patrick Creighton. Look in my
eyes. Our two Late Hits, ESPN 97.5. Patrick Creighton with you, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. On the HR and listen line, on the text line, on Twitter at PCreighton1. Big Gianni B.
Big Bad John.
On the other side of the glass, at the mass controls, at Third Coast Johnny on Twitter. On Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. ESPN975.com, ESPN975 app. Tell Google, tell Alexa, play ESPN975. Take us with you everywhere you go. Yeah, I know you want to. Been a lot of reunion talk around here lately. James Harden?
No, thank you.
Patrick Beverly? I'd be okay with P-Bev on a minimum. DeAndre Hopkins? I would love to see D-Hop back with the Texans, even though we all know it's never going to happen because, well, he's played on enough lousy teams, and he'd like to play on a non-lousy team and maybe get a chance to actually win before his career is all but over. And it seems weird to think that if Odell Beckham Jr. can get a $15 million deal without having played a year ago, how is it nobody would give up a day three draft pick for DeAndre Hopkins and then just say, hey, you know what? You're making $19 million. None of it's guaranteed. How about we'll give you $15 million and we'll guarantee it? Nobody's been willing to do this. And it seems insane, right? Like, who doesn't want DeAndre Hopkins? And believe it or not, Peter King had put in his column this week, there are executives around the league who think DeAndre Hopkins is washed. There are executives around the league who think DeAndre Hopkins can no longer run, can no longer separate, doesn't like to practice, and just is going to essentially be like Julio Jones, where he's going to get out of Atlanta and fall off a cliff. There are executives who think that DeAndre Hopkins is going to fall off a cliff. I don't think those executives are in Kansas City or Buffalo because those are the two teams that actually engaged the Arizona Cardinals to try to acquire him but didn't want to pay him $15-plus million because when OBJ got that deal from Baltimore, that kind of became the floor in Hopkins' eyes of what he thinks he should get. Here's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, discussing on the Rich Eisen show, DeAndre Hopkins' current situation.
Had been representing himself. And what that means for a lot of the guys who represent themselves is they have somebody who isn't certified by the NFL Players Association who is actually doing the representing for them. And the NFL has been sensitive to that in recent months. We had the Lamar Jackson, Ken Francis memo that went out. Don't talk to Ken Francis, who we reported was calling around to teams to try to get teams interested in making a run at Lamar Jackson via the offer sheet process under the franchise tag. Last year, it was St. Omni, the notorious St. Omni, who was reportedly calling teams to try to get someone to trade for Roquan Smith when he was unhappy with the Bears. And the St. Omni name has been percolating around with DeAndre Hopkins to the point where I was told the teams are very leery about dealing with him. And one of the things that happens when guys represent themselves, they set up dummy email accounts where they pretend to be themselves communicating with the team, but it's this off-the-books agent who uses the email account. Teams, I'm told multiple teams, would only talk directly to DeAndre Hopkins and not email him because of this practice of using the burner account. So he wisely hires an agent, cuts out any of these potential complications as he now embarks on what's not going to be an easy negotiation, because he's going to want to get paid, and the teams that are out there that want him are not going to want to give him the kind of market value money he may be looking for. But at least there's going to be a free flow of communication between teams and the agents while they try to figure out the next move.
Imagine you're DeAndre Hopkins and you've been basically the best receiver on the field in every game you've ever played. Nobody wants to pay you. That's something. I do think it's very interesting that there are people around the league who suddenly think DeAndre Hopkins can't play. Now, his catch radius is massive. 50-50 balls are basically 90-10 balls in his favor. Yet, teams don't want to pay him. And it's not about the salary cap. The Kansas City Chiefs showed us several years ago, the salary cap is bumpkins. You can do some creative arithmetic and some fancy contract language and make money appear out of nowhere very easily, because the Chiefs had like $3,000 and then they wrote $45 million in contracts. So the cap is not really a cap. Teams that don't have money, well, look, unless it's they don't have money because all the money is dead money, like the Texans had last year. Yeah, they can figure out a way to restructure things and, oh, look, we found tens of millions of dollars. Where did this come from? Oh, Uncle Tyrone must have passed away, or, you know, fourth uncle three times removed. And he left all his money to me. Yeah, the cap is easily manipulated. We've seen it happen plenty of times. As far as who would be interested in DeAndre Hopkins, here's more Florio from the Rich Eisen show.
I think the Bills and the Chiefs are the two teams to watch now. And I think they always have been. They're the two teams. Albert Breer reported had spoken to the Cardinals before the draft, and it was the Odell Beckham $15 million fully guaranteed for 1 year that sent things sideways, because that has ripple effects on the market and what guys think they're worth. I mean, teams haven't been willing to trade for the salary, $19 million plus, so he becomes a free agent, and they, you know, they now have to decide, do we want this guy? And I think the other thing that makes it very advantageous for the player and for his new agent, if you go to the Chiefs, not only do the Chiefs benefit, but the Bills don't get him. If you go to the Bills benefit, and the Chiefs don't get him. There's extra value in that that can be leveraged to get the best possible deal, because you are helping yourself and you're hurting one of your top contenders for the same prize everybody's trying to get. And if Hopkins plays it right, he could end up getting maybe more than he otherwise would have gotten.
So right now, according to SpotTrack, the Kansas City Chiefs have less than $1.5 million in cap space. Do you think that is preventing them from chasing DeAndre Hopkins? No. Now, they don't want to pay him $15 million. That's because nobody else has stepped up to the plate to pay him $15 million. There's no need to bet against yourself. What do you think the J-E-S-T, jest, have in cap space there, Johnny B?
Nothing.
Actually, they've got money. They've got $23 million.
That's all right.
They have $23 million. They could make a deal. In fact, you know who has the most money? The Chicago Bears. They've got $32 million. You know what the problem is with Kansas City, Buffalo, the Jets, and the Bears? They all play outside where it's cold. Hopkins has played in Texas, where it's either hot or it's domed, or Arizona, where it's hot or it's domed. Warm weather teams that have money, Well, according to SpotTrack, the Texans have $20 million. The New Orleans Saints have $14 million. But why would you want to go there? They stink. The Dallas Cowboys have $14 million, and, well, they're pretty good. What would you think of that? DeAndre Hopkins and CeeDee Lamb. That's a pretty good 1-2. The Ravens still have $12 million. They could have OBJ and DeAndre Hopkins. That would give Lamar Jackson the best weapons he's ever had in his career. Everyone's just talking about Lamar compared to every other quarterback. Lamar's never had anything close to the weapons the other quarterbacks have had. He had to do it on his own. Chargers have $12 million. It's warm in Southern Cal. We've heard the Patriots are connected. Let's be real. There's not a chance in hell DeAndre Hopkins is going to the Patriots to A, put up with jackwad Bill O'Brien, or B, be told if you don't practice, you know, blah, blah, blah. D-Hop ain't here for the rules. Bill Belichick's about rules. He ain't here for that. How about the Jaguars? The Jags have almost $11 million. They got Calvin Ridley, Christian Kirk, and DeAndre Hopkins. Trevor Lawrence out there for 5,000 yards. You know, there are plenty of teams who don't have a ton of money who could suddenly find a way because that train's never late. Now, would I like to see Hopkins come home? Sure, I'd love to see Hopkins back in a Texans uniform because he never should have worn anything else. Thanks, Bill O'Brien. But baby mamas! Thanks, Bill O'Brien. Thanks, Jack Easterby. May you both get herpes. Yeah, he never should have won anything other than a Texan. And certainly would help C.J. Stroud to have DeAndre Hopkins to throw the ball to. Oh, by the way, just a little aside here. All accounts from Texans OTA said C.J. Stroud looking good, looking sharp. Reports on Will Levis, not so much. Sorry, makeup-wearing Jeremy Branham, behind me, over my shoulder. Could see him on Twitch. Will Levis apparently struggled very, very badly. Bryce Young looked pretty good last week, although he did have some passes batted down. Anthony Richardson looked pretty good last week, although he struggled badly on touch throws, which we all knew he was going to. There was no but with C.J. Stroud, just he looked really good. Lots of video put out today from OTAs. Pick your Texans reporter. Paul Gallant does a podcast with DJ Bienemy from ESPN. He had lots of videos out. We'll give DJ a little shine since he's working with Paulie G. But yeah, there were lots of video. All very positive on one C.J. Stroud. There's no such video on Will Levis. Now, there have been some pretty big changes in the NBA for a certain team by the Bay that's won a lot of titles in the last 10 years. It did make me think about something. Next.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, the best sports radio station in Houston. Well, on FM, that is. Hey.
Late Night Houston Sports Talk only happens here. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Late Hits with Patrick Creighton.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology.
Now, things are changing for the Golden State Warriors. President GM Bob Myers, well, he's decided he's had enough. He's moving on and he's getting out. Bob Myers says he is stepping down from the Golden State Warriors at a press conference earlier yesterday.
You can't make it to a day like this anymore without everybody knowing what you're going to say. But this is tough. This is hard. I have, you know, so many different things, emotions, that I'm still processing. But the bottom line is this job, the one I'm in, and I would say this for any professional general manager or coach, requires complete engagement, complete effort, 1,000%. And if you can't do it, then you shouldn't do it. And so that's the answer to the question of why I can't do that to our players. I can't do that to Joe and Peter. Really, I can't do it to myself. And that's a question I've been wrestling with. Appreciate your patience letting me make that decision, everybody in this room. You know, I've only known how to do things one way my whole life, is kind of all the way. And it doesn't feel right to do something when I can't give it everything. And that's what it takes to do what we've done over the last, for me, 12 years.
You know what? He's tired of working like an animal, or so he says. Now, we don't necessarily know the behind the scenes. You know, is there a power struggle or a relationship issue? And look, they're not going to tell us. But Bob Myers talked about why he has decided to step down from the Golden State Warriors. Then he decided to tell us what is next for him. Well, here's more from Bob Myers.
I'm in a narrow lane because I love basketball so much. But I don't know. I've never stopped. I've never really stopped going. I went right from an agent to this. I went to law school at night after college. I just my whole life it's been like, maybe it'll be good for me to sit still. I don't know how good I'll be at it, but I've actually never done it, and maybe figure some things out. And I don't know what's coming.
Says he doesn't know what's next. He sounded right there like a guy who is, I'm going to take a year off, and then I'm going to be so itchy to get back in. And hopefully somebody will give me a boatload of money to take over their team. Here's Joe Lacob, the owner of the Dubs, on his relationship with Bob Myers.
And I just want to say, on a personal level, I have four kids, and I've said this before, I actually consider Bob my fifth. It's really hard to see your son, because that's what I kind of feel like this is, leave and go off to do something else. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you I understand it, because I don't. It's not in me to do that. I'm so competitive, and I know he is too. It's a really hard thing for me to understand why, but it's really not for me to understand why. I just want him to be happy.
All right. Now, I'm not going to lie. Something there seemed, kind of creepy. Bob Myers is 48 years old, and you're calling him your son? I think I'd have a problem with my employer telling me I'm their son. Where's my damn inheritance, Dad? How come you didn't pay for my college? That just seemed really odd and strange and creepy. Maybe indicative of why the hell Bob Myers wants to leave. Imagine your boss is always looking down on you like, it's my idiot son. Hey, listen, I'm the daddy around here. You do what I say. I'd want to get the hell out of that scenario, too. Later on the Rich Eisen Show, Doris Burke does an amazing job covering the NBA, talked about what it means for Steve Kerr now that Bob Myers will be leaving the organization.
My reaction to that is, what does Steve Kerr do now? Because believe me, his departure is going to weigh into Steve Kerr's decision. I'm not telling you he's leaving, but that partnership is real. That trust built is real. And I said it during the playoffs when I had Golden State. If Bob Myers does depart, does that have any impact on Steve Kerr and his thinking moving forward? I don't know the answer to that. I'm not telling you I have any information. I do not. I just know, having covered Steve and Bob for as long as I have, that that relationship and partnership is real. And this, you know, this is hard, right? Like, success is not individual. It's never individual. And I know that Steve believes in Bob Myers and his ability to put the right pieces in place for a championship. So that's a very, very big deal.
So here's what we've heard for these four cuts. Bob Myers wants a break. Joe Lacob doesn't understand why he's leaving. And Steve Kerr freaking loves him. Hey, tell me, were you listening to any of this? Because here is what those four cuts should tell you. Whip open the checkbook, call Bob Myers, and tell him, name your price, come here, and run my franchise. Rafael Stone, thanks, but your services are no longer required. Wish you the best of your future endeavors. B-Max in the other room, so I know he liked the future endeavors part. If there is any way you find out, is Bob Myers burnt out or is he burnt out of Joe Lacob? You find out. And you do not let money get in the way. If you got to write a really big check to get Bob Myers to take over your team, write the damn check. Because let's be real, the Rockets haven't been any great shakes under Rafael Stone. Ime Udoka is going to give credibility and discipline to your basketball team. Bob Myers is going to build it the way it should have been built. And there you'd have a hell of a partnership between Myers and Udoka. Rockets gain a ton of credibility very, very fast. Now, look, maybe Bob Myers really wants to take a year off. And if he does, you go back to him again next year and you say, Bob, what's the check going to be? But if this is the case of his burnout has more to do with the owner than it does actual basketball, you better find out and you better write a real big check, because that guy can change your organization. Far more than the guy currently in power could ever dream of.
ESPN 97.5 in the studio with the candlestick.
Mrs. Peacock was a man?
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's Late Hits with Patrick Creighton.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology.
Hey, a minute here from my good friend Dr. Ben Salento, Texas Sinus and Snoring. Man, I have lived the last 4 years of my life without a sinus infection at all. Not a single one. Not even a sinus headache. After I used to get sinus infections every other month for damn near 20 years. Why? Dr. Ben. It's the only doctor that I'd seen in two states over 20 years that wanted to know why I kept getting frequent sinus infections instead of, hey, here's some more antibiotics. You know what happens when you're living on antibiotics? Your stomach is a churning mess. You're taking medicine to make you feel better, but it makes you feel awful in other ways. I don't want to live on antibiotics my whole life. It sucks. No, I want to be able to breathe. It helps to do pretty much anything. Dr. Ben's the only one that took care of that. Went to go see him. He's got a state-of-the-art facility in North Houston. He wanted to get a CT scan on my head. I didn't have to go make an appointment somewhere or go see another doctor. Went three doors down and took a left. It took all of 5 minutes. 10 minutes later, he had the results on the board. We had a plan of action. A month later, I was having a procedure to remove staph infection from my sinus, to have a balloon sinuplasty to remove all the dead, damaged tissues and open up my airways, to have a septoplasty to fix the deviated septum that I didn't even know that I had. And the result has been 4 years, no sinus infections. 4 years, no sinus headaches. 4 years, no snoring. I used to be a terrible snorer. My kids called me the chainsaw. I snored so loud. Because my airways were all blocked up. Now that they're open and I can breathe, I don't snore. That means I wake up in the morning and I feel good as opposed to more tired than when I went to bed. If you're a snorer or you have sleep apnea, you know what I mean when I say feel more tired when you wake up. You know who else sleeps better? My wife, the kids, the dog, the neighbors, because the chainsaw is not waking them up all night. So if you deal with snoring issues, you deal with sinus issues, stop living like that and write down this number. Take out your phone. Put it in there. 346-413-9313. 346-413-9313. Or go online. TexasSinusAndSnoring.com. TexasSinusAndSnoring.com. Schedule your consultation with Dr. Ben Salento. Tell him I sent you by. He'll take care of you. He'll do for you what he's done for me, what he's done for dozens of late hitters, what he's done for thousands of people in the greater Houston area. He'll help you break the cycle and breathe. Hey, something really interesting that I've seen come across the interwebs. Shannon Sharpe's leaving Undisputed. He's had enough of Skip Brainless. He's had enough. He got a buyout on his contract. He's getting the hell out. Hire me. Hire me. Put me on with Skip Bayless, and I'll get Skip to quit. I promise. I swear on all things. I'll make Skip's life a living hell. Skip's job, which is basically to be an idiot and annoy everybody, I will needle him and rag on him and verbally abuse him to no end. If you've listened to this show, you know that I am a well-versed professional smack talker. I don't think there's anybody out there that gives it better than I do. I will absolutely take great pride and joy in verbally abusing Skip Bayless every single day. I'll make Skip quit. Just put me on the show. Let me punch the punching bag. I got loaded gloves, baby. All day, all night, I will tear on him. I will enjoy it. See, Skip won't be able to get under my skin. You know, that's the thing that gets me is these guys, they let Skip get under their skin. You don't let him get under your skin. You just bury him for being an idiot. And every time he pulls his, well, I don't understand. Well, that's because you're stupid. And it's worse with Skip than anybody else because we know Skip is an educated guy. We know Skip is a smart guy. Once upon a time, Skip didn't act like a jackass. Once upon a time, he was an actual journalist. Oh, bear poking. Oh, yeah. And every time he pulls his, but no, that's not what I mean. And then he goes, that's not what I mean because, well, I used to be a journalist, but now I'm just a big giant ass clown. Has Ernestine slapped you around lately? Because maybe she needs to. I don't really know anything about Ernestine Bayless other than that woman must be a damn saint to put up with his stupid ass. And I really would love to see a headline that said she kicked his ass. How awesome would that be? Skip Bayless's wife lays down the law, whoops his ass. Because I could see that happening. But yeah, I'd absolutely love to work with Skip Bayless. I'll make him hate his job. I'll make him hate himself. I'll make him quit. Oh, the times will be fun. The times will be glorious. I think this is why I work solo on the radio station is I think they're afraid that if they put me with somebody who can't keep up, that I'll just brutalize them. I mean, I can't say that's never happened before. But I mean, you'll notice I work well with Joel. Joel's a pro. Joe's always prepared. Joel knows his stuff. Joel and I get along really well. We can do a show together. Why don't I work with anybody else? Well, you know. Though I will say, night of the draft, Paulie G and I did a really nice show. We had a lot of fun. Paul's good peeps. I like Paul. But if you're thinking about who's on right before me and wondering, well, how come those guys are never on here? Or, you know, who's that other guy who works with Joel and how come I never work with him? Scared. I mean, I'm not saying they're scared, but I mean, clearly their actions pretty much tell us everything we need to know, right? I mean, I don't have to say they're scared to work with me because they just act that meow. They just act that way. And that's how that all works out. It's okay. It turns out, I mean, I think back of the partners that I've had in my radio career and how many of them would I want back? I'd work with Nate Griffin, man. Nate's awesome. I'd work with Nate. Partners that I've had in this city, I'd work with Nate. I'd work with Joel. I'd work with Paul. Don't have to worry about John and Lance because those guys are together until they're not together. When they're not, they're going to retire. So don't have to worry about working with one of those guys. Those guys are, I mean, John Granato is the OG. Right, you work with John, you're working with the Godfather, but John and Lance are going to work together until they decide they don't want to work together anymore, and then they're not going to work anymore, and they're going to go retire. John's going to retire and play golf, and Lance is going to do NFL Network until he decides he's going to retire. So I'm kind of removing them from the equation. But yeah, that's how that works. All right, home stretch coming up next. Jimmy Butler is a baller on and off the court. Why? I'll tell you next.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the only sports radio on FM in Houston. Late Night Houston Sports Talk only happens here. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Late Hits with Patrick Creighton.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology.
All right, I did say in this segment here, I would tell you why Jimmy Butler is a baller on and off the court. But I may have misspoke. See, I'm not going to tell you why that is such. I'm going to let a professional tennis player, Coco Gauff, tell you why Jimmy Butler is a baller on and off the court.
This was before we were in the playoffs. The Heat were in the playoffs. He offered me tickets to see the last home game of the season. And then he DM'd me like a couple weeks later asking if I wanted more tickets to see the postseason. And I said, I won't be here. I'll be in Madrid and then Rome and then France. And then he said, okay, know when we make the finals or when we make the finals, let me know if your family wants some tickets. So this was before we were even in the playoffs. This is before we lost to the Hawks for the first play-in game. And I just felt like I knew that, you know, everybody's like, we have a 3% chance of making the finals. But when he sent me that, I knew we were making the finals because he didn't say if we make the finals. He said when we make the finals. So now that he were in the finals, I can say that story. But I remember screenshotting it and sending it to my family. And I was like, oh, we're going to the finals. So that's my Jimmy Butler story. He pretty much said that we were going to the finals before we even qualified for the playoffs. And I just really like that mentality of him. So that's the story.
Now, Jimmy Butler, or Jimmy Buckets, is 33, and Coco Gauff is 19. Baller. Or Cradle Robber, we haven't decided yet which. I did like all the we that she used. Is that a French word? She said we an awful lot, talking about Miami, and she was born in Atlanta, but she said we an awful lot. Does that mean that we just learned that she's kind of already with Jimmy? And because Jimmy's in Miami, it becomes a we? Are there like special controllers with that we? How does that work? Not entirely sure. But Jimmy Butler, Coco Gauff, ballin'. A fight that I have wanted to see for years. It's finally official. Errol Spence and Bud Crawford are getting it on for the undisputed world welterweight title July 29th in Vegas. Now, I don't know what it's going to take, but I'm getting my ass to Vegas for that fight. By hook or by crook, I am getting to Vegas for that fight, T-Mobile Arena. I mean, you're talking about undefeated stars. I mean, think about how often you get a generational matchup of guys who are looked at as just the elite pound for pound best. This is like Sugar Ray and Tommy Hearns, the Hitman. This will be a better fight than Mayweather-Pacquiao because these guys are still in their primes. We're not going to get an old, injured Pacquiao. Well, Sweet Pea and Julio Cesar Chavez. This is going to be an absolute badass fight. I can't wait to see this fight. All over this one. And finally, last one for tonight, because we need to be out on time tonight, because Dynamo Soccer is coming up next, and that is going to start promptly at 9 o'clock. So unlike the Wheelhouse, we're going to finish our show on time. However, announced today, the University of Houston Ice Hockey Club has been accepted to play American collegiate hockey at the D2 level. UH has D2 hockey, which can only mean Papa Tillman is getting ready to bring the NHL to Houston. It's the only thing it can mean. If Papa Tillman is putting down the money for UH to play hockey, that means he's bringing an NHL team to Houston. And those guys can play. You can set it up so that you can have UH playing at Toyota Center either before or after. I'd say after. The NHL game, they come out, they bring the Zambonis out, they redo the ice surface, and then 30 minutes later, all right, time for some UH hockey. Who wants to stick around and see some mo? Oh, hockey in the H. Inject that into my veins. Just shut up and take my money. Besides, when the NHL team comes here to Houston, they really do need to hire me to be the play-by-play guy. I mean, I'm pretty sure that in the city of Houston, as far as people say under 55, pretty sure that I'd be like the number one hockey guy in the city. The only other people that I know that follow hockey anywhere near the way I do are Papa Bear Barry Warner, who I believe is turning 107 this year, and the newly retired Falcon Fred Fowler, who I don't know how old Fred is, but I know he's a lot older than me. I also know Fred has no interest in doing play-by-play. See, there's only one voice who should be doing play-by-play for hockey in this city. It's me. It's very, very easy. And I'm all for it. I'm ready to go. Let's do it. I'm sure we can find plenty of former hockey players to make my my color guy live in the city. I'm sure I can find at least five to try out. Maybe we can get Johnny B and B-Mac do a little production work for us. Well, game day production. The two killers on the other side of the glass. Appreciate both of you fellas. Johnny B tonight on the other side. Our callers, texters, tweeters, twitchers. We're back on Friday night at 7 o'clock. Coming up next, Dynamo Soccer, the great Glenn Davis. You don't want to miss it. See you Friday night. H-Town!